Well, that's who we are, and the time has gone a minute after 6 o'clock right here on The Voice of Barbados, 92.9 FM. It's Sunday. That can mean only one thing, that it's time for the Better Health Radio Show. And as per usual, on deck, we've got the good doctor, Dr. Renee Boyce, and as usual, she has a guest as well. So good evening to you, Doc.
Good evening, Gregson. How are you?
I am not too bad. No complaints this week.
I will keep my complaints to myself.
Oh, you do have a complaint?
I always have a complaint. Jeez. I'm on the road every day. I can't complain.
All right.
But we have so much to get done today on the show. So the first thing that I want to do is give you our numbers, 434-1790. That's the number to give us a call here in the studio. And if you want to send us a WhatsApp, 266-4862. So those numbers once again, 434-1790. And to send us a WhatsApp, that would be 266-4862. Last week's show, we did an introduction to setting SMART goals and why I personally chose not to set New Year's resolutions simply because of the high failure rate. And we learned that it was because we didn't set those resolutions or goals properly. We learned about the SMART technique, about setting goals, and that's what we're going to do today. We actually have a live example. I remember saying last week that in studio next week, we're going to have a real live person. And not like, don't say it, right?
You said it twice.
Yes, Dolly, if anybody who comes into the studio is dead. But we have a practical example of somebody who is real. And when I say real, I mean honest and forthright and not... Well, they're not going to tell us everything about their lives, but not holding back, I guess. So on this show, what you, the callers and the listeners, are supposed to do would be to call in to help this guest set some SMART goals, because we are actually going to go through setting SMART goals with this young lady. So first, let me introduce my friend, Carrie-Anne Bowen. Good evening, Carrie-Anne.
Good evening, Renee.
Are you happy to be here with me? No, you aren't.
Indeed, I'm not. But
she's honest, if anything else.
You see, that is what I said. She's honest, no holes barred. She's not happy because she is, what's the word I'm looking for? Not shy. She's nervous.
Nervously excited. Let's put it that way.
Yes, she's nervous. She's not shy. She's not shy by any stretch of the imagination, no. But she is nervous. I guess I bet you by the end of the hour, you are going to be converted to radio.
And she'd want to come and sit here in this chair.
Yes.
We shall see.
So, I did some groundwork. I did some research on goal setting. I did some research on some of the reasons why persons find it challenging to get a healthy lifestyle started, continued, and so on. And the biggest thing is time. I'm going to throw out there two scenarios, and I came up with a very interesting scenario or interesting syndrome. For us in medicine, a syndrome is a constellation or a group of symptoms related to a particular illness So flu, if you have a flu-like syndrome, you would have things like headache, backache, rash, pain, and you would say that you have a syndrome, flu-like syndrome. So that's syndrome for us. So I've come up with the I know syndrome. I've not done any research so that I can give you empirical evidence that 96.2% of Barbadians suffer from the I know syndrome, especially those who are unfit and in great need of a healthy lifestyle. But when you say to patients, when you say to people that you meet and people that you know, you really should not be eating that particular food again this week, or you really should try to get some exercise. Because remember last week we spoke about framing things positively as opposed to saying you need to get up and try and lose some of that weight. So let me frame it properly. It would be better for you. You would be able to do so much more if you lost a few pounds. See, that's framing it positively. You're going to get there. So the I know syndrome. Let's talk about the first person that I did some research with. This person wanted to lose about 30 pounds. And the reason she wanted to lose 30 pounds was because the doctor told her in order to have a particular procedure, she needed to lose this 30 pounds. Remember last week, again, we said that one of the reasons why New Year's resolutions don't work is because the person who sets that resolution didn't set it for themselves. They set it because somebody else told them that they should. And I had used my own example, Carrie-Anne, where my husband, dare him not, to tell me.
You didn't receive any backlash from that, did you?
Not at all.
You're definitely the boss of the house then.
No, I'm not. No, very I am good. Not the boss mm-hmm. of the house by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, you better remember that then.
That's all. My husband is the head of our household. I contribute. So the doctor said that she must have this particular amount of weight lost by a certain time in order to have this particular procedure. And some other things that prevented her, she said life in general, pain in the knees, you know, hands and feet. Another thing was that she didn't feel confident or comfortable to go to a gym. And the same doctor that had recommended to her that she should lose weight, she actually didn't feel comfortable going back to that doctor because of a bad interaction. So the onus is on us as physicians to make sure that when patients leave our presence, our collective presence individually, that they don't feel upset. I've learned you can be as nice as you can be to everybody and you will still displease somebody. I've learned that the hard way, but that's a lesson in life, especially for any younger persons who are listening. So let me go back. And another thing, another very important thing that she mentioned was that she'd had previous weight loss success, but she's always regained the weight. So the question is, why bother this time? And let's look at another individual that I interviewed. She wanted to lose 15 pounds because according to the doctor, that would be her ideal weight. And for her, it was everyday life that happened to her. So let's talk to Carrie Ann now. What do you do for a living?
I am a banker for a living. I am actually a sales officer.
Sales officer. So your job hours, what time do you start?
I start at 8, from 8 to 4, Monday to Friday.
8 to 4, Monday to Friday. In which parish do you live?
St. Philip.
In which parish do you work?
St. Michael.
All right, so you're married, single, widowed, divorced, separated?
No, I'm married, happily married with two beautiful daughters.
Okay, the next important question, how old are your children?
My first daughter is 13 and my second daughter is 8. She's 8.
And we're going to get into your business because this this really and truly, it really does make a difference. And you're going to see where I'm going with this. I am not here to malicious in Carrie Ann's life, but I'm here to prove a point. Your older daughter, she goes to school.
She goes to school in St. John. She's at the Lodge School.
Your younger daughter.
She's at St. Michael. She goes to school at St. Gabriel's.
In your family, do you have one vehicle, two vehicles?
We have two.
Two vehicles. So I'm going to share my story. I, too, am happily married. I also have two children. I live in St. Lucie. One child goes to school in St. Peter. The other goes to school in St. Michael. I work in St. Michael. We have one car.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear the crickets. We have one car. Tough. So Carrie Ann was very diligent in writing down her activities. So let us hear your activities.
Okay. So on Mondays, this is for the week. This is from Monday straight down to the Sunday. So on Monday, for daughter number one, my first daughter, after work at 4, I have to take her to ballet. That's from 5 to 4. After ballet, we have jazz from... Sorry, after we're at 4, we have ballet from 5 to 6. Then after ballet is jazz from 6 to 7:30. On Tuesdays, I have the second daughter, daughter number 2. She has lessons from 3 to 4. Doesn't always work out in picking her up because sometimes given, you know, what happens at work, you may leave it a bit late, so we'd have to rush in to pick up the daughter from lessons and constantly apologize to the lessons teacher. On Wednesdays, I'm free to go home then maybe.
Let me make a note.
Yeah, on Wednesdays I'm free, as in free from any activities. So I can probably go home, maybe start some cleaning, some washing to, you know, circumvent what happens at the weekend. On Thursday, for daughter number 2, I have brownies from 3:15 to 4:15. And then I have ballet for said daughter from 5:30 to 6:30. On Friday, I'm free. So we continue washing, folding laundry, getting the house together, that sort of stuff. On Saturday, for both daughters, we start with lessons at 9:15 to 10:15. From after that, we probably may go and run some errands, pay some bills. Then we have dancing for the first daughter 12:30 to 1:30. Then again, dancing, 2 o'clock to 3:30. After that, we get some lunch, run a little bit more errands, pay some bills, or if the line was long, you didn't get through in time. And then we go to altar service rehearsal from 4:30 until 5:30. At 5:30 then, home, finish doing, you know, we know finishing off the cleaning stuff that we started for our first off day. And then on Sunday, we have church, 8:30 to 11. And then on Monday, cycle starts again.
Anybody tired?
Me.
Just listening. Yeah. You have a lot to do. So
schedule.
I'm sure that there are some people out there who say that this is your own fault. You know, you've decided to put your daughters in ballet. You've decided to send your daughters to
brownies.
What is your response to a statement like that?
I think, yes, it is. It was my choice to expose the girls to these things. But I believe it makes the children more rounded. It gives them more responsibility. It keeps them out of trouble as well, but they learn a lot. In Brownies, my daughter, she's learns to be independent. She learns to help. She's exposed to a lot of different things that, you know, Brownies do, because they do tours at the fire station, nursing homes, you know, they do a lot of stuff there. Dancing is a discipline. You have to get there for a particular time. You have to do a particular thing. It exposes you to work with other persons within your own sector, your age, and then when you go out on a wider scale and do productions with other dance schools. So you learn a lot of varying skills, but most importantly, for all of these things that they're in, they learn discipline so that they're more rounded. And the lessons, of course, you know, help with the schoolwork and keeping them on track. So they're not forced to go. They're exposed to these things, and if they're like, they like it, you know, they stay with it. I forgot to mention one thing in there on Thursdays, but I didn't put that in because that usually happens during lunchtime at school. My second daughter, she has violin. But I have to remember, you know, to take the violin. If you have a production coming up, you got to take the music and, you know, all that other stuff.
Well, I completely agree with you, Carrie-Anne. I also took the hard decision to expose my children to different things. And I'm going to put in a shameless plug for Brownies and Cub Scouts. Those are two social clubs, I think, that make a tremendous difference in the lives of our children. I remember when my daughter first went to school, she was very shy and reserved. And after going through Brownies, I saw the development. I saw her to become more outgoing, taking initiative, being stronger. So my son, some of his activities are restricted. So he can't be involved in every sport that there is out there. But I've seen him become so, and alive just thinking about Cub Scouts. I mean, alive to the point where he's annoying me about things about Cub Scouts. No, you know, really and truly. Actually, I wanted to make his Christmas gift his gray socks for Cub Scouts. Oh, mm-hmm. But at Christmas, they don't have the Cub Scouts socks out. Mm-hmm. So I have to wait until January rolls around. Oh, it has rolled around. Mm-hmm. And they bring out the stock, the usual stock. So we are going to start with our SMART method of setting goals. And we are going to, we'll listen out for any calls, for anybody who might call in with any suggestions as to how you could improve things. But we are going to start. Now, the S in SMART was specific. So what are your goals as regards your lifestyle?
My goals. I hadn't thought about this until really today, knowing that it was coming here.
I tell you ever since, you know.
Yes, but even though you told me with all that's going on, I didn't really stop, sit, and physically think about it.
Well, good. That means that this is honest.
Right. So I think my goal for this year, I would like to have... My ideal goal would be probably to lose some weight, maybe 30, 35 pounds. However, instead of setting that in my mind, I'm just going to start small and at least try on the two little free days that I realized I have and start some small exercising venture.
And it's, so,
yes.
What we learned last week, and I need somebody to call in actually before I give the answer and tell me two deficiencies in Carrie-Anne's answer. And this is all a learning process. This is a learning process. Carrie-Anne is my good friend. So I am not here publicly making anybody feel badly. This is a learning process. And I believe it's really instructive for all of us, myself included, because I had to do some serious retrospection before I decided to come and do the second part of this. So somebody who is bold enough, who heard Carrie Ann's answer, can give me two deficiencies, two little flaws in that answer. I asked her, what were your goals as regards a healthy lifestyle? And she said she wanted to lose maybe about 30 to 35 pounds. And she was going to start to do a little bit of exercise here and there on the two free days. Correct?
Yes.
Nobody has taken the challenge? Okay, well, we do. Aha, somebody's brave enough. Let's see. Good evening and welcome to the Better Health Radio Show. Good evening. Oh, perhaps the person has become a little scared. And hopefully it wasn't going to be another first time. I wanted to burst out laughing, Gregston, when we answered the line, because I thought back to our first caller last week. Mm-hmm. All during the week, I was still laughing at laughing at that caller. Okay, we do have another caller. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show.
Hi, good evening.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, would you like to tell us any deficiencies you noted in the answer?
She doesn't sound convicted, as in that's what she wants to do.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, sorry, right. It isn't spoken with conviction, like, you know, this is a serious goal that I need to take in regards to my health and my, because I've lost myself in the rearing of my children and the way her life has gone. So she's not saying it with conviction, that's all.
Okay. So okay. You don't seem convincing, Carrie Ann.
I wouldn't say I'm not convicted to the idea. I would say, because I have thought about it, and I said, and when I made the decision in my mind, it is what I would like to do. However, I'm not going to, for lack of a better word, I'm not going to kill myself to do it. Because my schedule is so packed, I would like to get it in. However, if it's not possible, I'm not going to force myself to, you know, be broken down tired and still force myself to go to the gym and exercise when I know that still isn't good for me. So yes, I really would like to do it if it comes in seamless and I can just fit it in like smoothly. But if it, you know, if it comes becomes too hard, then, you know, I can veto it until.
Okay, we have another caller. Good evening. Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show.
Good evening. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to say something. I listened to the opening remarks of your guest.
Okay, and, sir. Yes? Sir, just one minute. If you don't mind, we might be getting a little feedback from.
Still no.
Is it there still?
It's better.
Okay, we're good now.
It's better now. It was yes. Really fine.
Thank you.
So I think that what is missing from what she said is her diet. She needs to start with her diet.
Mm-hmm. Any suggestions?
Yeah, stop eating bread if she does. Yes, I'm sure, yeah. But when I say bread, I mean flour. Any flour. No flour at all, no sugar. Unless she starts with those two things, she will see some results.
So in place of flour and sugar, any suggestions for carbohydrates?
Occasionally, she can use some sweet potato. Sweet potatoes. Not as she should stop eating English potatoes as she does. But sweet potatoes are plenty leafy green vegetables and lots of water. Leave all the sweet drinks out, soft drinks, sodas, Morbi, all those things. And do not put no sugar at all in your tea. So find another tea that won't have to have any sugar for it to have a taste that you like. So those are some of the initial starts that she can apply, and I can assure her from experience from a lady that I know, she will see some results very, very, very quickly.
Thank you so very much for your contribution, sir. Very valid points. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So you wanted to say something, Gregson?
I was just waiting until you finish, but since you've given the opportunity. Off topic, we're going to forget, so let me remind you early. Mm-hmm. Beverly, say hello.
Oh, yes, I do have people to say hello to. So I walked into a government institution in St. James. No, it was not the police station. Was it the police station?
It was close by.
It was close by. Yes, and I said good afternoon to the people who were there. And the next thing this lady said was, are you the person on the Better Health Radio show? I said, yes. How did you know? She said, I recognize your voice. I didn't know that my voice was so
distinctive.
Mm. But apparently. So good evening to you, Beverly. We also want to say good evening to Sophia. And we're going to be chatting with Sophia in a little while. We want to say hello to Charisse and all the other aunties from Paradise. Good evening to you. And we want to say, Heather, I walked from 6th Avenue Belleville to 5th Avenue Belleville. Not like if that was a real challenge, but at least it was still some physical activity. And I met Heather there at an office there in 5th Avenue Belleville. So I want, you know, I shouldn't have said where it was. Suppose somebody was looking for Heather. Well, I hope nobody is looking.
They would find her.
But there are several businesses at 5th Avenue Belleville, so they will have a challenge trying to find her. But good evening to you, Heather. I hope that you are having a wonderful day. And to all the other persons that I met, good evening to you.
That's one. I wanted to get out of the way because I know you're going to forget.
Yes, and the other thing.
And the other thing is, if I may take a stab at what you're trying to ascertain from the...
Oh, yes, please go ahead.
I'm going to say specificity.
That is it.
Yeah, because she didn't say how much she was going to do. She just said, okay, 35 pounds. Mm-hmm. You want her to be more detailed in her submission as to what she's going to do.
My heart goes pitter-patter. Appreciation. You've learned something. And for any teacher.
I do have that ability sometimes.
Oh, shocking. Sometimes. Anyway, yes, Gregson is correct. That's what I wanted. That is what I wanted. You had to be specific.
I just want to let you know that the station's manager here next to me, Mr. Ronald Clark, is not in agreement with you. He sat next to me in sixth form, and he knows that I have the ability to learn, by the way. He just whispered that in my ear. Just letting you know, by the way. Go ahead, Doc.
Yes, we wanted it to be specific. So somebody on WhatsApp is saying that the goal of 30 pounds may not be realistic, but a goal of 30 pounds of weight loss is a realistic goal. What is unrealistic about that goal is how quickly you expect to lose that weight. So if you say you want to lose 30 pounds in a month, that's unrealistic. It's impractical and it's not safe. So you can have a goal. You can have a goal as high as 100 pounds, depending on how much weight you need to lose to become fit and healthy. So your goal, Carrie Ann, has to be specific. Mm-hmm. So we're going to pin you down to a number.
As in how...
How many pounds? No, not we're not at time yet. We are. What's your goal?
No, my goal in terms of what?
Your weight. Let's say weight. That's your goal. To lose how much weight? You said 30 or maybe 35. We need to be specific. Oh. If I came to the bank and I had a bill to pay, should I pay you 30, maybe $35 or no, maybe $20? So you see, specific.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I have to be specific, I would go with the 35.
Okay, so her goal is to lose 35 pounds. So the M in SMART is measurable. How are you going to measure this weight loss?
Measure as in...
How are you going to keep track of it? How are you going to find out whether or not you're approaching your goal or you're going in the opposite direction from your goal?
Oh, okay. Well, then use the regular scale because I already weighed myself, so I know what my weight is. And I believe that as I start, every month I can do a check to see, you know, if I'm actually successful in moving that number, reducing that number.
So the A in goal setting is achievable. Our first caller mentioned that you didn't sound convincing enough. Do you think that this goal of 35 pounds of weight loss is an achievable goal?
It is. If I set a sturdy plan, I believe it is achievable. And like you said, not within a month or 2 months, but it is achievable.
If we use the calculation that the researchers say that you're supposed to lose 1 to 2 pounds, since you're the one that works in the bank, 1 to 2 pounds every week, how many weeks?
I work in the bank.
Oh, use a calculator?
Amen. I am provided tools with which to use.
All right, fine. I will do it. Let's say that you lost...
You better get a calculator.
I have one. It's located between my ears. Let's say that you wanted to lose 35 pounds. Let's use the minimum, 1 pound a week. 1 pound a week will put you at 35 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to work that out in months now. So 4 weeks make a month. So September. So we're looking at September. And let's go to the end of September. So your end date will put you at the 30th of September 2020 to lose this 35 pounds. Okay. And that's the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
there are so many different factors that would determine whether or not you lose more weight than that. How are you going to get this weight lost?
Well, I'm going to start by changing my diet. Like one of the previous callers said, diet is very important. And I find with my hectic lifestyle, eating properly is not always high on my scale, because by the time I'm finished doing the things I need to do, I'm so tired that I just go and reach for what is quickest. So, or what is quicker, which more often than not, maybe a bread to do a quick sandwich, cup of tea, and that's it. But if I'm going to really, really start on this venture, on this journey, I really would need to look at my diet seriously and cutting out the amount of flour that I do use.
I know that sometimes we are trying our best in this economy to save money as opposed to spend money. Have you considered the possibility of sitting down with a nutritionist?
No, that possibility that didn't enter my mind for that said reason.
That would make you spend some more money?
Yes, indeed.
It is a possibility. And the other thing is our public health system, it really does offer the services of a nutritionist. And perhaps you might have a friend or a colleague who might know a nutritionist who might be able to help you to sit down with this person and figure out a meal plan. So that's a possibility in terms of trying to eat properly. Another thing is physical activity. You really can't have one without the other. It's okay to say that you're going to change your diet, but really and truly, it's necessary to have some degree of physical activity. And there are tons of reasons why persons should engage in physical activity. Increase bone strength, increase heart health, decrease weight, which reduces the risk of chronic diseases such as diabetes, hypertension, obesity. It improves your mood. Therefore, the persons with whom you have to live become more agreeable and you don't want to stab them with a small knife. Not a word, Gregston.
Okay. I had something there for you, you know. I will keep quick since you ordered me to.
Exactly. So it gives you, or the persons that you work with, you know, you wonder why this human being was created. You know, these things. And you find that when you exercise, you're at one with the world. You're in a better place mentally and emotionally. So many other reasons. The increased confidence that you get when you lose weight, when you have to buy a new outfit because the ones you had before are too big. All of those are things that really do make you want to lose that weight. So physical activity for you. Already some person here has said that the gym might not be the best place for you.
I agree, because I've tried the gym before and you pay your membership and sometimes something unexpected may come up and you're not able to make it. You find your whole month goes by and you probably visit the gym, what, 2-3 times in that whole month. So no. So in my mind, I was thinking, because where I'm situated at work, the gymnasium is really easy accessible for me. And it may be easier just for me to go there and do some, you know, some laps and or park close by to home.
So we've spoken again about being specific and we're going to pin you down. So you can't say, sorry, Carrie Ann, you can't say, you know, maybe go and do some laps or maybe park nearby close to home. You said St. Michael? You work in St. Michael?
Yeah, St. Michael.
How you get St. Michael to be close to home? You live in St. Philip?
No, I said park close to home.
No, I thought she
said oh, park, right, as in P-A-R-K.
Right. Oh, the park.
I thought
sorry.
You meant like park your car and
oh,
then walk
no,
home.
No, right.
Clearly, I'm not tracking. Yes. So let's talk about the park close to your home.
Right.
Do you think that it would be possible? And then when would it be possible? Because listening to you, again, getting home, you get home sometimes 7 o'clock in the night, and I would not advise anybody to go walking around in any park at 7 o'clock in the night by themselves.
But don't forget, right. She's off 2 days.
I have 2 days.
And yes, so yeah. 2 days.
So on Tuesday, mm-hmm. when I'm not doing anything, and I can actually leave work at 4 and head home, I should get there around 4:35. So it's still pretty
staying
like,
within the speed limit.
Yeah.
From St. Michael to St. Philip in half an hour?
Yes, because I'm in the building area. So I find, believe it or not, because once I'm not going on the highway to engage in the traffic, I normally go up the St. Davis Way. I find I only have traffic until I get there by the gymnasium. From there coming up, St. Davis is really clear. So, you know, by the time I get home, it's 4:35.
Okay, well, I'm just going to declare mm-hmm. that I honestly and truly cannot get to St. Philip on my own. So telling me Tell
not,
it.
Not a word again? Because I really got something to say. No.
Oh, go ahead, Gregson. I don't want you to burst. Go ahead.
You can't get from where? From Bridgetown to St. Philip?
Let me tell you how I know that I've gotten to St. Philip. So for me to get to Carrie Ann's house, I cannot get to Carrie Ann's house. On my own. I can't. But I can get to St. Philip. And the way I know that I'm in St. Philip is one of two ways. I can either go past... what's it called now? Haggett Hall?
Mm-hmm. Tremont area. Mm-hmm.
So, and according to the Bajans, drive straight.
And you can't miss it.
And I know that when I see Bajans,
you're going to butt up in St. Philip.
I know that I'm in St. Philip. So for me to go to a specific address, number 123 ABC St. Philip, I cannot do that. And the other way I can do it is drive to Christchurch, drive to the airport, and keep driving. And then when I see that sign, you are now entering the parish of St. Philip. I know. Okay, fine. I declare it. My map of Barbados only has 9 parishes. It does not have a St. Philip or a St. Joseph.
All right. When you get free time, like, or a guest, instead of exercising, just take a leisurely drive around Barbados, and you. Anyhow, let me distract you from your goal today. So you carry on.
You
smartly.
Have one of two things that seem to be plausible, Carrie Ann. We can either go with the park, walking around the park, or what's the other thing?
I can go to the gymnasium, which is close to work. Park the car, and then do some laps, and then go home.
Some. How many? Some.
Well, they're starting small, so...
One?
I maybe make 2.5.
Okay,
I think I can make 2.5.
So we are pinning you down, Carrie Ann, to 2.5 laps at the gymnasium. Or how many times you can get around the park? I think you can get around there 3 times.
Carrie Ann?
Which part of the park are we looking at?
Have you ever been in a classroom whereby you love the teacher, but you can't wait for the period to finish?
You understand. You feel me. You feel
me. Is anybody hearing this conspiracy in here? Am I the only one?
She's tying you down to everything. Everything.
The park.
The plight of the teacher, the burden that we carry to impress upon those whom we teach, for them to take in all the information that we wish to get over to them so that they can become the best versions of themselves. Mm-hmm. And then they look at us and tell us
sorts of things. Can't wait for the class to finish.
Oh.
Take me my tree door.
She wants you to be everything you do have an answer for. In other words, not maybe one. I will do 2. That's what she's searching for from you.
All right. For the park close to home, in the section that I am comfortable with, I can probably make 4 because it's not overly big, so I can make 4 around
or
there.
4 park laps. I am noting this down. Yes. And what time frame are you going to give for these activities? 45 minutes? An hour? 30 minutes?
Let's see. If I get home at... Let's say I get home at 5 on Tuesday... An hour, because by 6:15 when outside starts to get dark,
yeah,
taking my trip back home.
Okay, so
that's
1 hour. I was doing some research again, and it was actually saying that the ideal thing is to exercise 7 days a week. Mm. Other branches of research are saying that you need just a minimum of 3 days per week. I think 1 day per week is better than 0 days per week. If your schedule, and it's not a cop-out, if your schedule really is jam-packed and you can only start with 1 day a week, it's better to start with that 1 day a week and then progress, tweak your schedule to figure out how to do it. I remember again mentioning on the show last week about how difficult it is based on where you live and where you work and the activities in which you are involved. If I were to tell you my story about trying to find somewhere to exercise.
Mm-hmm. What, you're trying to exercise in St. Philip?
No, clearly not.
I probably can't find that.
that must be, maybe, you know what, maybe I should try to exercise in St. Philip and maybe I will succeed. The number of things within the last 6 weeks that I have tried to do, tried to start, people have tried to contact, and it just gives me a headache thinking about it. Nevertheless, it's not about me, it's about Carrie Ann. So, we've established a time frame as well. We're going up until the 30th of September. How do you think you're going to keep yourself motivated along this journey?
Maybe besides you calling Jeff on me?
I can do that very well.
You see, there you go. That's half of it there.
Accountability, yes. Accountability is a very serious thing. And for persons like me who can excuse themselves from exercise very well, accountability is key. I agree. But something that you like doing for yourself is a way that you can motivate yourself. So I've decided that after I lose my first 10 pounds, I'm going to buy myself or get a friend to to buy a sports watch for me. So yes, Gregston.
You're rewarding yourself.
I'm not rewarding
Or somebody's
myself.
Rewarding you.
Correct.
Okay.
No, Risa, you can't have one. Oh, let's say hello to Risa Boyce. Risa is here in studio. You want to say hi, Risa?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Risa. Yes, Risa is a budding athlete. Clearly that did not come from me.
Really? What events are you into?
1500.
Long distance.
100, 300, and 200.
You're varied. Last question. You're any good?
Yes,
please. Of course you tell me that.
Yes. She's very enthusiastic about running. Like I said, that did not come from me. Maybe from her dad. Back to Carrie Ann. So, rewards. What do you think you can do to reward yourself?
I really didn't think of a reward for myself. One of the things that, when I seriously sat and thought about it, one of the things that I'm using to motivate myself to go, and I don't even know if it's a motivation. My younger daughter wanted a bike for Christmas this year. And I was like, a bicycle? I told her no. My husband said yes. I said, if you buy this bicycle, you can go outside with she and this. Not me. But then I realized, you know what? This could be my way of, quote unquote, forcing myself to go. Because if I go outside with her riding and walk the walk, we're both getting in exercise. And she started off very well because she's strong. She just needs to be confident without her trainers on. And she took to it like a fish out of water. I left her home actually riding up and down the gap.
Okay.
So every evening she says, Mommy, can you take me outside with my bike? And every time I go to say no, I say, Karen, remember your promise. So then I would go outside and we'll probably make one lap around the block where we live. And even if it's just that, the first time I did it, yeah, it was a challenge. Because when she said, Mommy, we go again, I said, Mommy can't make it right now. But I said I could use that as my motivator because she's so enthusiastic about going out to just ride the new bike. You know, go with, instead of saying no, go with her. Instead of forcing Daddy to go myself and get in that little walk, a little brisk walk.
A couple years ago, on one of my fitness quests, I met a lady called Sophia, and we lost contact over time, and quite fortuitously, yes, we ran into each other again, and she's still very, very active, still very healthy. And I asked her if she would mind coming in on the program and sharing some tips on how to integrate a healthy lifestyle into a busy schedule. She'll tell you a little more about herself and how her fitness regime has had to change. So we're going to give her a call. Remember that today we are... Oh, yes. So remember that today we are discussing the practical aspect of setting a SMART goal. And we're in with Carrie Ann Bowen. And we're trying to get her to see how in her very busy, ridiculously busy schedule, how she can integrate changes in diet and changes in exercise regimes. So we're going to take a break and we will be back with you in just a few moments.
Within recent times, you've been hearing a lot about breathalyzer testing. But how does the breathalyzer work?
A portable breath test, or PBT, is a handheld device that provides a measurement of a breath's deep lung alcohol concentration, or breath alcohol. The subject blows through a disposable tube for several seconds to enable a reading.
What if I refuse to comply?
If an individual refuses to comply without reasonable excuse, they can be fined $1,000, face 6 months imprisonment, or both.
A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Maintenance and the Barbados Government Information Service.
Coverage of the school's track and field season gets underway this month with the BSAC and NAPSAC flashbacks, as we feature some of the key moments of last season. There's also live at NAPSAC action on Life 97.5 FM. It's all in association with our valued partners, the National HIV/AIDS Commission. The fight is not over. ICBL, always there when you need us most. And SO Culloden Road Service Station. Rep your school and earn money for your school when you fuel up at the SO Culloden Road Service Station. Set.
All right, just about 18 and a half now before the hour of 7 o'clock is our time right here on the Voice of Barbados, 102.9 FM. You're listening to the Bed Health Radio Show. Your presenter is Dr. Renee Boyce, and her guest this evening is Carrie Ann Bowen. And Dr. Boyce, you want to have a conversation with another young lady.
Good evening, Dr.
Boyce. Yes, so Sophie and I had a little discussion about the title, but...
can't help it.
Yes, she said she can't help it. So I don't mind at all. Sophie, I found her to be a very, very... What's the word? For somebody who is real, somebody who is honest and caring. That these are the qualities that I found in her. When I first met Sophie, she was into... It was bodybuilding at the time? Yes, so tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, I got involved. Good evening to everyone. I'm Sophia Fort. I got involved in bodybuilding in 2004. And it ended, I would say, not ended, but because once you are in the gym, you're considered a bodybuilder because you're trying to transform and change your body. So I see everyone who's in the gym trying to make some type of transformation to be a bodybuilder. So I completed that journey into competition in 2014, around that area. And I'm still, I would say, involved in some way in trying to transform and build my body. And I say this because I have a four-year-old son, and I am not married. I am a single parent, and therefore it is very difficult to do a lot of things that I would have done previously, meaning before I could get up, going to the gym, 4:30 a.m. in the morning, train, go to work, go home in the evening, get ready, train my clients in the evening, because I'm also a certified personal trainer. I'm a certified sports conditioning specialist, a nutritional wellness consultant, and a trainer of special populations. So I had a full slate of things happening. However, now with a four-year-old boy, that is a complete... It is very difficult time-wise.
So how have you made changes in your schedule to not reduce the amount of time that your son would need from you, but to still be able to do what you need to do for yourself in terms of your healthy lifestyle?
Well, first thing, I could not stop. I cannot stop going into the gym, and it is not that. It is a have to, but there is a need to, and it is that I always want to be here for my son in a healthy way. I don't want to be just here and I'm unable to do for him as a young child the things that a mommy needs to do for their children. And I cannot do that if I am unhealthy.
Agreed.
So it is a must for me to be in some type of activity or in the gym in some way to make sure that I exercise. So what I have done over the last 4 years is utilize my lunch time, my lunch hour, to go into the gym. I utilize Little League Gym, which is in Bank Hall. I work in Pinfold Street, that's in Bank Hall. And I go into the gym twice a week during my lunchtime. In that way, my aunt, who's like my mother now, she collects my son on those 2 days from school. And I utilize my lunch hour to train. And that is how I have maintained some level of fitness. A fitness journey, really, and trying to maintain my health and wellness. And in addition to that, preparation, I've heard your conversation on the radio, but preparation is very, very important. I mean, preparing meals, ensuring that things are done by a particular time so that you have some leeway if things do not, if things fall off track, which they generally do with children.
Yeah, you really can, you plan, but sometimes things happen with children that you just, it just takes you off course one time.
Yes. So still make sure that you have some type of plan in place. For instance, I would have prepared now cream of wheat. My son, I utilize oats in the morning. He drinks cream of wheat. That has been prepared. Mm. If in the evening and I'm going to collect him, I know that he has, they're preparing for sports or whatever. Instead of coming home and trying to rush to do something, I have prepared shakes so that at least that can hold him until I'm able to do something healthy for him to eat and myself. So there are some small things that you can do which would enable you to get a little bit of time, a little bit more time than you would generally have. But it is a complete difference in having been in the field of fitness and wellness for a period of time where really and truly you're disciplined, you're selfish to a certain extent because really and truly it's just about you. Mm-hmm. You don't have anyone to worry about, take care of. You just get up, you prepare your meals, you have your plan in place in terms of how you're going to go about your day. And how you're, but as you said, everything becomes tilted
mm-hmm.
when you have a child. But the important thing is to still try to bring a level of discipline into it and try to organize and prepare as best you can in order to get some results for yourself as well.
Sophia, my dear.
Yes, please.
I appreciate this so much. Thank you so much for taking
time
to share anytime. With us. And we wish you all the success as a mother and as you continue your fitness journey and continue inspiring others such as myself.
Certainly. Thank you very much for having me.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I had promised Carrie-Anne that this hour was going to fly by, and we have 10 minutes left. 10 minutes left. So we've looked at your schedule and realized that it really is packed, and it's not packed with things that you would want to give up at all, because they're packed with things that demonstrate that you care about your children, demonstrate that you want the best for them. But one of the important things that we need to understand, especially as mothers, is that we cannot pour from an unhealthy, empty cup. In order to, and Sophia said it just now, in order to be the best, and this is for fathers as well, because there are some single fathers out there, or even persons who are in relationships as well, that there are fathers who are carrying most of the burden for the responsibility of the children. You must remember that you must take care of yourself. I do remember that there was somebody who had given the example of the being on an airline. He called it the air hostess model, and I will never forget this. If there is any difficulty on board, and for whatever reason the cabin loses pressure, a mask will descend from the roof above you. You tug on the mask, and that will release the oxygen. Put your mask on first before dealing with others in your care. And when I heard him use that to try to show me how I should take care of myself first in order to be the best that I can be for my husband, my children, my patients, my friends, you know, it was revolutionary. We have one call again. Good evening. Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show.
Dr. Boyce, good evening to you.
Hi, good evening.
I did would like to say, though, I don't know how much sense this will make, but I would like to say that if the lady there divide the hours that she spend on Monday to Friday between herself and her children, you will find that her children get more of the time than her. So what I feel she can do is to divide the hours in three parts, equal parts, so that she get as much time for herself as she spend with her children. I don't know if that would make any sense, but I just That's just the way I feel.
I understand what you're trying to say, that she does need to carve out some time for herself. It Correct. Might not necessarily be that her children get an hour each and she gets an hour, but it would mean that she can do something like what I do with my own children. The number you have reached is not in service. Please check your number and dial again or call your operator for assistance. This is a recording. Thank
you're very
you.
Capable. You're very capable, Doc, of working on floor.
You're saying she's capable of working on floor? I've threatened her on several occasions. Like, what are you, department name again? Child care board? I've threatened to call. Not department for her. Yes, sir.
Greg said she sounds so original.
She made me smile when she said that.
Yeah. But no, what the point I'm trying to make is that if say, for example, she spends, say, 12 hours a week with her children and 2 hours for herself from Monday to Friday. That 15 hours can be divided into three, where her children would get 5, and she get another 5. And so they would get what they want, and she would get what she want. It's a win-win kind of situation that I was thinking about.
Well, thank you very much for calling. One of the other things that I've thought about as well, and Sophia had mentioned it, would be sometimes we think only of morning and evening for exercise. She goes during the day sometimes. You have to wait with your children wherever they go. Mm-hmm. So perhaps whilst you're waiting with them or for them, you do something the same time they're involved in their activities, because you're not supervising their activities. You're just there waiting on them. So that's another possibility for you in terms of trying to find a way to get in that exercise, or you take that time to unwind emotionally and mentally as well, because that's very important. So you have some work to do, Mrs. Bowen.
Indeed.
Indeed. So I really did enjoy having you here, and we're not finished with you absolutely, but this is something, you know, Gregson, you wanted to get in some things before you forgot, and I want to get this in before I forget.
I tried to address the issues that were burning me, because I know I'm going to forget them, and you said hello to the people we had to say hello to. I'm not sure, though, that dividing up the hours equally might be possible. It might more be what you're suggesting, in that carve out some time, however small it might be, as in opposition to the neglect of the lady herself. She would have to make sure that in being transportation captain, because basically that's what you are, transportation captain, but you're dropping them all over the place and stuff, you know. So that's a good idea. If you can somehow organize yourself that you can, you know, wear a calorie or two at a specific event, if it's conducive to do so, that might help a lot. But you do have a packed schedule indeed, and that is going to be a challenge for you to do a lot of the stuff that you want to do to get you to the goal that you have. Let me take that back. That somebody in this room made you pledge to do specifically. Mm-hmm. You understand?
You're not going to call any names.
Nope, not calling names at all.
But when you said that, Gregson, I do remember there was a time when we had lessons for my daughter, and several people would come there, and I watched this lady faithfully. It was an hour. She would drop off her son. She came in her workout gear. I saw her put on her sneakers and her headphones, and for that hour, whilst her son was learning, she was hitting the circuit in the mm-hmm. neighborhood, just doing laps. So it was a case of making pretty good use of her time.
Win-win, win-win.
Win-win. Mm-hmm. So I do remember last week, this is what Gregston did. He told the people mm-hmm. that VOB had gotten rid of me.
A partner should have said that.
Right, and somebody called in.
Somebody called in, you believe it?
Yes, and they thought that I should mete out a worthy punishment.
And of course you ignored them.
Of course not.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
then,
therefore, here is what I have decided to do.
Let's hear this. Again, remember to tell the teacher you love, but you want the class to finish? Yes, yes. Hold on, we got a couple more minutes left. You hurry up, don't quit. Go ahead, Don.
You want to take a break?
No, you go ahead.
So I have decided, mm-hmm. with all of VOB Country listening and everybody in here in the studio, I have decided that I'm going to help you, Gregston.
Uh-huh.
You are going to set your own smart weight loss healthy lifestyle challenge. Hold on. Mm. This is punishment, so it comes with a penalty.
Okay, then.
So this is the good part. You know, this is about you becoming healthy mm-hmm. as well. this is about you setting goals and walking the hills in St. Andrew, however you choose to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't meet that target in, I'm giving you 8 weeks, because I will be doing this as well. In 8 weeks, you're going to take me to lunch. And it taking me to lunch means that you will be paying for the lunch I
that
eat.
You are having.
Mm-hmm. Correct?
But that's such an unfair proposition.
Has punishment ever been fair?
Why? Because I am going to achieve it. That's the first thing. So then you'll miss out on lunch. I don't want that to happen.
No, it's okay. If this is your motivation, Gregson.
Need I remind the listening public that we had this bet last year?
We did.
Who won again?
Nobody won.
Doctor, don't be shy. No,
you exercised like twice, Gregson.
Twice. I showed you the things on the phone to prove it. I listed them for you.
2 or 3 times, Gregson exercised, and he thought that he won.
Listen, you are very good at changing. Anyhow,
yes.
The challenge is on.
8 weeks.
You remind me and keep me, don't let me forget it, because I have a tendency to do that.
Of course.
And if I do fail, you are on for that lunch.
Okay. I wonder if tides open in about 8 weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, we had in with us Mrs. Carrie Ann Bowen, a good friend of mine. How long have we known each other now, Carrie Ann?
Oh, gosh.
How old is Callista?
13 years.
13, yeah, we've been.
Are you still nervous?
No. That was me. That teacher.
Not as much as when I first
came. Well, there you go. See, I told you it wouldn't be that.
And guess what? We're going to have Carrie Ann back in September after she has achieved her goal.
Wait, this is another way of you getting another lunch again?
No.
Oh, you're not betting her?
No,
just
if
me.
If I need lunch, you can call Carrie Ann and say, Carrie Ann, I need some lunch. Yes.
There's one more caller. Do you want to engage?
Yes, sure. Let's take the call, yes. Good evening. Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show.
A blessed good evening to all.
Yes, good evening.
I'm just calling to find out if you are going to take him to lunch.
Oh, of course not.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know, that never crossed my mind.
It crossed my mind. It did. But the answer is no. The reason being, I did not tell the people that I was not coming back. Right? I did not cause the people to panic. And therefore, Gregson is the one that has to be penalized and not me.
Okay, then.
I am still grateful for the fact that you had me in the back of your mind. So thank you kindly, my dear. Thank you kindly.
Okay, you take care.
Have a good evening, my dear.
You too. Bye-bye.
So even although this evening's show was a little different in terms of the practicality of setting SMART goals, you can go back and listen to the podcast and talk and see what the letters stand for, SMART. And remember the R in relevant. When I spoke about it last week, it wasn't clear. So R means that you have to do something that's related to achieving your goal. So if you want to achieve a goal of becoming an author, you have to do things that are relevant. So you go to courses with persons who write, you work on your grammar skills. So you do things which relate to or are relevant to achieving your goal. So you wouldn't go and eat ice cream. That's not relevant. That's ridiculous.
And that's when you were asking Miss Bowen here about, or Mrs. Bowen here about the rewards, I would say to myself, don't say ice cream. So yes. You cannot reward yourself with ice cream.
Okay. Right.
Well, maybe you can have just a little bit. You know, you just don't want to binge on it. But some people find that if they cut out things and they go back and have a little taste, it's all over. So if you know you're like that, don't do it.
I was just about to ask you, can you eat one scoop of ice cream?
I really don't eat ice cream that much.
Okay, Miss Bowen, can you eat one scoop of ice cream?
No.
Okay, then. There you go.
Yeah. I am really not an ice cream person. Yes. So it has been great. I've had a good time here in the studio again this evening. The next person who is on, I believe, is also... what is it?
12th.
The 12th?
Of January.
It's all related to physical fitness and
so on and
so forth.
Let me guess. You can't remember.
I can't.
That's all right. We're accustomed. We're really accustomed.
Y'all have a good evening here.